I'm Laura Palmer, host of Island Crime. Season 6, Sweethearts, is the story of three teenage girls who were all murdered in Victoria, Canada, within about 12 months.
So she was scared. Something out there scared her.
You just created the playground where predators can really thrive.
She was a 16-year-old girl. She was a sweetheart.
Listen to Sweethearts at frequencypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get podcasts.
Find your frequency.
From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Our DM is where all the weird lives.
Time once again to get into the DM Deep Dive.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
Okay, Matt is asking, question for Roz and Mocha. Taylor has her Swifties, Beyonce has the Beehive, Gaga has her little monsters, the Kelsies have the 92%ers. Mm-hmm. So if Roz and Mocha were to give their fan base a nickname, what would it be?
The Huge Romos.
What? Huge Romos?
Or the Flaming Romos.
Don't we all, like, we already have a name, like, we call them the Roz and Mocha family, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you want to switch it up? You want
something?
The Flaming Romo is fun. I like that one.
Okay.
Well, we're all little Romo, right?
Shout out to the Flaming Romos then. Everyone that listens every single day to the live show and to the podcast, the Flaming Romos. We love you.
No, I don't know if that's going to stick. Yeah,
what?
I don't.
Wait, what? No Romo?
no Romo. I don't know. Like, what else could it be?
Shem's dying.
Shem's totally Romo.
Yeah. Wait,
yeah.
What?
How long have you been Romo now? You've been with the show for...
Mista, what do you mean?
Yeah. Maury's old school Romo.
Oh, Maury, like original yeah. Romo.
Maury was Romo even before he started working with us.
Uh-huh.
Right? He's a huge fan.
Yeah. Coming up on almost 1 year of Maria being a Romo.
Yeah.
However, Maria was a Romo way before she started working here.
Grew up a Romo.
I did.
A lot
I was
of people
Romoing in elementary school.
Yeah. A lot of people grew up in a Romo house.
It's facts.
Right?
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
So
the Flaming Romos?
Or no
Big
Romo.
Romos?
Flaming, man.
We just go with the Romos, the Flaming Romos. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Well, shout out to all of our Flaming Romos.
I think all of them work.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
We like all Romos.
We do.
Right?
Yeah, inclusive show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey. Regardless of what sort of Romo you identify as, you're all Romo to us.
Yeah. Yes. We love you.
Yes.
So much.
Yeah.
Okay. Next DM, please.
Okay. Gagan says, I've always wanted to know how Maria's first day at work was and what was the prep like?
Ooh. Staying back to August of 2023.
Yes.
Do you remember your first day?
I'm trying to think. I do remember it. I can't remember what the prep was like. I mean, I think I was just ready to get some DMs going and just making sure that I had everything kind of set. And my laptop
nervous?
Yes, I was a little nervous because I had not done like talk radio like this before.
Yeah.
So I think making sure that I was trying to find the right cues to come in and just kind of really feeding off of like your energy was what I was most nervous for. But honestly, my first day, you know, I came in, my alarm went off like 17 times.
Oh my God.
And I was like, up so early.
Yeah.
And it was definitely something
most,
I had to get used to.
What were you most
to.
Afraid of? That like you'd screw it up or that you wouldn't be able to keep up or like what was the sort of...
I had two biggest fears.
Okay.
Somehow I was afraid I was going to swear.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And then the other fear was honestly, like I said, just making sure that I didn't interrupt any of you or like what I said was going to be funny. And if it wasn't funny and no one laughed, I was sitting there just laughing at my own joke. Like, I don't know. I was more nervous about like how I would blend all together. Yeah. But that's it. Now you're all staying silent. I feel really awkward.
Yeah, we got time for one more DM, please, Maria.
Okay, don't ever do that again. Kaylee says, I was driving along the highway and saw at least three random shoes on the side. I'm wondering if you have any ideas as to how the heck so many people lose their shoes on the side of highways. It drives me crazy. It's not like they're flip-flops or anything. They're all runners or small baby shoes. Thoughts on this?
Oh, my God.
But I agree with Kaylee. I have seen shoes all over the side of the roads. So and it's like, where do they
happens?
Come from?
What do you think happens? You're trying to figure it out in your mind as you're driving, Maria. What do you think happens to those shoes?
If it's a baby shoe, I think the window was open. The baby took it off and threw it out the window.
Okay.
And then...
Very possible, yes.
Yes. And then the adult shoe, I'm either going back of the truck, flew out, or got into a fight, threw the shoe as angry a thing. They took it off and threw the shoe out of the window.
Yeah. I mean, it could be somebody who, like you said, like they're in the back of a truck or they forget them on the top of the car or... oftentimes, like, people have those luggage things that are on top and maybe one of those things open. Or somebody changed their shoes on the side of the road and, like...
Forgot one
or...
Or what if they were a set and, you know, over time, like... Maybe a car hits one and it like ends up in a ditch or just like rolls down the road or something like that.
Yeah, like I think maybe a lot of them were forgotten there or maybe if somebody was on like a bicycle and I don't know. Like I don't know. I don't know why there would be one, but I assume that it's always two, but you only just see one, right?
Sure.
I'm sure it starts, most start as two.
Yeah.
And then you just happen to only see the one, right?
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. Maury, do you have a theory?
I thought it was a love thing. I don't know. I heard like...
If you throw a shoe at the window, it means you love somebody?
That's what I heard.
If you throw a shoe at the window, you love somebody.
I've never heard that.
I also heard ghost shoes. Like something like if you're getting rid of your shoes, like you throw them, like when you see them hanging on the wire or something like that, they're called like ghost shoes.
Aren't those for drug dealers? When they're on those things?
Oh, like you... You hang the shoe, like it's like if somebody dies, you leave their shoes there? Is that what you're saying?
Hold on, what do you mean by drug dealers?
Aren't when their shoes hanging on the cords in the ceiling? What are they
called? Like gang turf. It signifies gang turf.
It's like there's drugs around the area.
Or the death of a gang member.
It also signifies just kids who used to throw old shoes on power lines.
Oh. Power lines, that's what they're called.
Right?
I got cords.
I had two, she also said the ceiling. Yeah. I had two pair of shoes on power lines.
Thank you. Yeah. Did I say
ceiling? It's not easy to do that.
I know.
Yeah, it's not easy to get up there.
Wonderful DM deep dive. Thanks to all the flaming Romos for sending them in. Keep them coming in because we get a chance to talk about them every day.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. When you have nothing to say, why do you always say it to us?
DM deep dive time, part of the show where we go through and see what DMs and questions and comments you may have for the show.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
Okay, well, this is a fun one. Mm. Sandra says, hey, Maria. How much money would each of you guys need to consider to do an OnlyFans?
What would I have to do on OnlyFans?
Let's...
Like full OnlyFans? Like...
I'm not doing full OnlyFans.
What about for $1 million?
Full?
Yeah.
Full OnlyFans. What would the amount be?
What about $5 million?
I'll do it for five.
Hold on, Mario. I'll get to you.
$5 million. Nah, still not enough.
$7 million.
Nope, not enough.
For one video.
I can't, because that video is going to exist forever. I can't.
$10 million.
No, I'm giving up all that money. I'm not doing it.
You're not doing it.
I'm not doing it.
You wouldn't do it for $20 million.
I would not do it for $20 million.
You wouldn't do one video for $20 million.
What am I doing in the video?
I don't know. Whatever he wants.
I'm not doing it.
No?
No, I can't. That video is going to exist forever, bro.
What if it was you and Jenna?
I'm not doing it.
No, $20 million.
I'm not doing it.
Should we ask her?
No, she's going to say no.
She would say no to $30 million?
Yes, absolutely.
Really?
That's going to exist online forever, dude.
Sure. Yeah.
No, I'm not doing it.
I get it.
No,
I get it.
Not doing it. Are you?
I would. For how much?
You said 30 mil. That was the cap just now.
If it was me and Catherine?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
Oh, I couldn't. There's no way.
For $30 million?
No.
I don't think she would. I don't think that we would be, by the end of it, I don't think that we would actually wind up doing it. I think we'd probably talk ourselves out of it.
Uh-huh.
But for $30 million, like, would I? I would consider it. Definitely, I would consider it.
sure.
No, I'm not.
I would bring it up, and if Catherine said no, I'm not into it, then I wouldn't push. No, I wouldn't push at all.
No, I'm too insecure for that.
What about solo?
No, never.
No, no, nothing.
No, same
nothing.
Answer.
Okay.
No.
Okay, I don't know.
No.
Maybe you're so, just, I don't know. I don't know.
Maury's
don't
answer
know.
Is $5 million.
$5 million, Maury? That's
I would do it for two.
You would do it for.
Wow.
You're
supposed
to
go higher, not lower.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I know. Yeah. It's, okay. Hold on. Let's try and negotiate this down here. Okay. So, Maury, it's not just one video. You got to post once a week for one full year. And these can be with a partner. You can be alone. You can do it. But it has to be full. Like, you can't paint a picture in your underpants. You got to participate.
Like, one video could be feet stuff.
But you are always without clothes.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
And you can't hide things.
Right. But I could be cooking naked, or I can be
behind like a grape. You know what I mean?
Like you, a grape. Like a grapevine.
Oh.
Okay. So how much, Maureen?
Like $2 million.
$2 million.
$2 million.
Two for a
Shem,
year's
would
work.
Would you?
Same scenario.
Yeah.
One video.
One
a week.
Video. Yeah.
So
one video a week
videos?
For a year.
For a mil? For two?
No.
Two mil.
Yeah.
What's the price? What's the price?
$5 mil.
Oh, yeah. I would get...
Maria,
I
used to live at home.
Yeah, no.
You wouldn't.
You're not doing it at all.
No.
Like, if I had to post, like, feet pictures, like, without anything else, sure, no problem.
No, you got to participate in...
But if I had to do what you guys are doing, there's no way I won't do it for anything. Yeah. No, I'm just not doing it at all.
You know what's insane about this conversation right now? Mm. Maria is the only one of all of us that even stands a chance of actually... Yeah.
Can I also tell you
the
right
only
now?
One that stands a chance.
That's facts. Can I also tell you the biggest mistake Maria just made right
what?
Now?
Yeah.
Is saying... That she would post feet pics?
No!
Yeah, because now your DMs are going to be like, hey, let me Venmo you $10 or $20 or $100, right?
Oh,
big mistake.
God.
I already have some weird people in there, man.
Do you have Venmo on your phone?
No.
Okay, good.
No, I don't.
PayPal?
Good. Do you have PayPal on your phone?
No, I don't even have PayPal at all.
Okay, oh, good. No.
Good, no.
Good. Next DM, please.
Okay, Nicole says, what's everyone's opinion on getting engaged before moving in together? And how long should you /shouldn't you stay engaged before getting married?
Oh, my God. I think that depends
17 years.
I think that depends on, like, your situation.
I don't think you should get engaged before you live with somebody. That's foolish.
Yeah, we moved in together before getting engaged. I think it is important for people to, like, to live together first before taking that next step and seeing what the future may hold.
And even with people who live in households where they got those like wacko parents who won't let them move out and stuff like that, like they're doing you a complete disservice. Like a complete disservice.
See, I come from a very Greek old school family.
Yeah.
And my dad made a very strict rule, so my sister did not move out with her fiancé until they got engaged.
Until they got engaged.
Engaged.
Okay. Wow.
And then they lived together before the wedding and then they got married.
Hey.
Yeah.
So my dad and I always go back and forth on this subject all the time.
Yeah. I think you learn a lot about the person that you're with. You learn a lot about each other.
Yeah.
Right? When you get a chance to live together before taking that next step.
Yeah. And then you just show them all that OnlyFans money.
Yep.
Right? You owe 30 mil. What you think now?
Yeah.
What else we got today, Maria?
Lester says, if you were all on The Masked Singer, what would your characters be?
What do you mean?
Oh. Who would I
want to
be?
What does that mean?
Like, what would you be? Like, you could be a frog. You could be a crazy dragon.
I'd want to be like an alien.
You'd be the alien?
Yeah, probably an alien.
Oh, because they all have those big heads, right?
Yeah.
I got you.
Like, what would you be, Roz?
I don't know.
Like a giraffe.
I would do OnlyFans before I did The Masked Singer.
Yeah. All right, David Mori, what would you be?
Sloth.
Sloth. Shem?
Oh, I want to see like a rabbit or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see that. Like a big rabbit.
Yeah. What do you mean? Come on, man. You did that way too fast.
I don't mean to be the only one who's ever told you this, Jen, but you are larger than a rabbit.
Maria, what would you be?
A cow.
A cow? Why a cow?
Because they're squishy.
Okay.
And no one gets that I'd be in a cow.
Cows are not that squishy.
They're big.
That's meat and bone.
No, they got fat to them.
Cows aren't squishy. You ever touch the cow?
No.
No, yeah.
I'm not usually around cows.
It's like touching a cello. Like, it's like hard.
Oh.
Like my abs. Thank you, everyone, for all of the DMs that you are sending in. Keep them coming in. We love talking about them on the DM Deep Dive. That was wonderful. Thank you, Maria.
No problem.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. I regret this already.
DM Deep Dive. We do this on the show every day.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
Okay, Ryan says, hey, I have a question for Mocha and Shem. Have they ever been to Guyana? If they have, what was their experiences like? And if not, did they ever plan on going? And was there anything they've ever wanted to go see?
Shem?
Yes, I have been. Couldn't tell you a thing about it because I was 1.5 years old.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And haven't gone back since.
Haven't gone back since.
And have you been, Mocha?
Much like my mom took me when I think I was 6 months old.
Okay.
And then since then.
Just to go show you off to family and stuff when you were like a little babe.
Yeah. But then since then, never. How have you not? You know what? Great question.
Yeah.
I have no idea. But no, I do want to.
And
go.
No excuse, right? No it's excuse. Not like you're. Mm. No.
No. Oh. And my mom has gone like. My mom goes there every single year.
Yeah.
At various times of the year.
Does she go to vacation or to see family?
Both.
Both.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Is it like a fun place to vacation? Like, yeah, like do they have resorts and stuff there and things
totally.
To do and
yeah.
that kind of
and
thing?
Usually when my mom goes, it's usually planned with like other family members. Like here in Canada, they will all go together and they'll hang out there and sightsee and then go
safe?
Visit various, certain parts of Guyana are safe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, much like anywhere in the world, you're going to have like dangerous parts of town that you know to stay away from.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to go. When that'll happen, I don't know. I got to make it happen soon, though.
Yeah. I cried the entire way there, apparently. Like from Toronto to there.
Your mom has told legendary stories of you crying like all the time.
Shemroy cried all the time.
Mm-hmm. All the time.
Yeah.
Cry baby.
You just had to look at Shemroy and he cried.
Yeah. Anything else today, Maria? What else?
Yeah, Jenny says, I'm a little behind on the podcast, but I find it funny that Roz is making fun of Maria for the way she says buried when he's been saying Spider-Man instead of Spider-Man for the last 15 years.
Whatever, man.
Yeah, Roz.
Whatever.
Yeah, the way Maria says buried and mustache.
Yeah. I don't know what to say to that. I Maria says things weird. What are you going to say? What are you going to do? Right? I don't know.
All right. Time for one more DM, please, Maria. What
All
else?
Right. Mark says, how does everyone in the room make time to respond to their DMs?
Mm. Ooh, good question. Yeah. Who wants to go first?
Maury, when do you sort of, do you take time to respond to people all at once or do you sort of do it as they come in when you get a notification?
I'll like look throughout the day because there's like so many folders. Like there's the general one, then the primary one, and then the hidden one, like the requests.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, you know, during lunch I'll do it. Like when I'm lying down watching the news, I'll do it.
So you'll just sort of respond as it comes, right?
Yeah.
You know what I've started doing? Because a lot of the DMs that I get, I mean, I don't respond to a lot of DMs.
Yeah.
But there's two DMs that I usually get that I'll respond to. One, somebody has long questions.
Yep.
Or somebody, the most I get is, you said a thing on how you cook a thing on a podcast 6 years ago. I can't find it. How do I do that? Uh-huh. I got a message over the weekend where it was a mom being like, hey, if you get this within the next 30 minutes, can you tell me how you make hot dogs?
Oh my God.
So what I do now, especially if it's lawn stuff and cooking stuff, is I actually just send back voice notes.
Oh, good one.
It's easier than typing. It takes way less time for me to type.
Oh,
so
great idea.
So if I'm in my kitchen and somebody's like, hey, how did you say you did that thing?
Yeah.
I hit record and then I just leave them a series of voice notes, step one, step two, step three. And it takes me 2 minutes as opposed to sitting there and typing the whole thing out.
You gotta be careful with them voice notes and what you say though.
Why?
Because somebody like me would take those voice notes and chop up the audio.
Oh, yeah.
And manipulate them into a way where it sounds like nothing like the original.
Sure, if you're a monster, right? I'm trying to remember how many times I said wiener in that one over the weekend. And steamed.
Oh, God.
And also watch out. You got to take it out before it gets too wet.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, see?
Just, oh, my God. And then I said 3 layers of paper towel, not one.
Yeah, be careful with the voice notes, bro.
Yeah.
Maria, what about you? You get a lot of DMs.
Yeah, because obviously I do this. So what I'll do is I take time to go through different types of DMs. So if I see something that's for a DM deep dive, I'll read it and then I'll click unread. That way, when I'm here in the studio, I'll respond to all the DM deep dive ones and put them into a document.
Do you tell people that you're going to use their DM in the deep dive or no?
Yes. Sometimes I'll say I'll be using this, or I'll say thank you for the question if I'm not sure when I'm going to use it. Because obviously we get so many and I want to make sure that they're all, you know, put in a certain time.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then when I have people just replying to my stories, those I'll just like as I go.
Yep.
And then I have the weird ones, which I just delete.
So then I just, all the weirdo guys, right?
Yeah, those you just automatically delete.
So
or
if a guy slides into your DMs,
yes.
You don't, like, if you don't reply, you just don't leave it there. Like, you fully delete the man's message.
Yes.
Get it out of there, right?
Yeah. If especially, it depends on the range of creepiness, you know?
Uh-huh.
Why? Sometimes I'll screenshot them and send them to my friends.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yes. And then we laugh. Yeah. And then, you know.
Hey, can we do at some point, maybe next week, Maria? We'll give you some time to start to not delete things.
Okay, yeah.
I would like to do one whole DM deep dive on just the guys who were sliding into your DMs.
Okay, now I have to stop deleting them. Okay.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
As of today, stop deleting.
Okay, I will stop deleting them as of
just,
today.
What I want to see what's out there, right?
Okay.
And I also want to see what kind of game people have.
Sure.
And I also want to see how easy they think it's going to be.
Great idea.
Right? And I also want to see the creativity. Like, well, I think that if we did one full one on just your DMs from guys sliding in who are trying to slide in, then I think that we could sort of go through them. Not to give them pointers or anything, but just like I'm
out of curiosity.
Yeah, like a case study.
Yeah.
Thank you for all of your DMs. Keep them coming in, especially you creepy dudes, because we're gonna focus on you.
Oh yeah, get those coming now.
One day next week to Maria, and we'll do this again. Thanks, Maria.
Anytime.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. Things get weird in 3, 2, 1.
Here we go. DM deep dive time, y'all.
Hey, Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
Okay, Steven says, who is more likely to be ID'd at the liquor store? Maria, because she's the youngest, or Mocha, because he's the smallest?
What the honestly?
I didn't write it. I'm just reading it.
Hold on. Permission to use the bleep button?
Yeah.
Yes.
Steven?
Yeah.
Next DM.
Oh, we're not going to answer the question?
No, because it's a troll job.
Does anyone still get ID'd?
Oh.
Shut up, Shem.
I don't.
Do you get ID'd, Maria?
Yeah. Depends on the like what I look like that day.
Okay.
Like if I'm wearing makeup and stuff, I usually don't get ID'd.
Uh-huh.
But if I go in without makeup, I get ID'd hands down every time.
Mocha's got a shirt on today with thumb holes for sleeves.
Definitely getting ID'd today then.
Definitely getting ID'd.
Remove.
Is that because the sleeves are so long and your mom cut holes in it?
No! So, it's just the way this Nike hoodie is.
Do you have your gloves in them as well? Like, you know, like the string?
Oh, do you have yours labeled in the back of the hood too?
Oh, that's so nice.
That's a good, don't lose a sweater.
Okay, can we just move on, please?
He probably has an extra pair of pants in his cubby too.
Damn!
I gotta write Mama a letter to let him know whether he had a BM today.
Yeah.
Somebody stop the damn man!
Did you bring a snack to work? Yes, you did.
Actually, I did. Okay. Next DM!
Cruz says, hey, Maria, would you rather get $100 for every bad thing you do or get $10 for every good thing you do?
How bad is the bad thing?
Very bad. We'll say, like, bad, bad.
Like what?
Like murder?
No.
No. Okay.
Am I a contract killer for $100?
Well, you said
like, what's bad? What's
bad? What bad is?
Cutting somebody off in traffic?
No, that happens every day.
Yeah.
Give me a definition of bad and give me a definition of good. I need to know.
Let's say like bad as in like you lie or you cheat.
Cheat? What do you mean cheat? Who am I cheating?
Like your people.
What do you mean?
Like cheating people out of money?
Everything. Cheating people out of everything. You cheat on them.
We need to establish what's bad.
Yeah, like you mean like if somebody has an affair?
$100?
No.
Okay, what if it's like, I don't know, like you walk down the street and you got to clock someone in the face?
How many times are you doing that?
No, because that's assault.
That's bad.
Like you're gonna, okay, here, let's pause for 1 second. Let's go the other way and then we'll be able to figure out what the bad is.
Okay.
Give me an example of what something good would be.
Like you buy someone a coffee behind you in the drive-thru.
Okay, so then the bad should be as bad, okay, as buying somebody a coffee at the drive-thru. Meaning you...
ordering a coffee.
Yes.
Taking it without paying.
Right.
That's the equivalent.
Yes.
Okay.
See, I would be more inclined to do the good things than the bad things. There's no way I'm getting $100 for doing bad things.
Right.
I do way more good things, I think at least, in a day to warrant getting that $10 for every one of those things than to do something bad. Let's say if I'm not doing anything bad like that one day, I miss out on $100.
Let's say, for instance, that there you're walking into the grocery store.
Yeah.
Right? And there's somebody there with one of those charity boxes.
Okay.
So if you put a dollar in there, you're going to get $10.
Perfect. I'm done.
But if you walk by them and look at them in the face and go, no, you get 100.
I'm not doing it.
No.
There's no way. I can't do that. Because usually those people that are holding those boxes asking for money, they're either like little kids who are in the cadets.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or they're super old.
Right. Damn it, Maury would have no voice left.
Yeah. Just walking around. You'd be going to every single Walmart in the city yelling no to the people in the front.
$100. Done.
Jesus.
Yeah, Maria, what do you say? What are you doing?
I'm doing $10 for I have too much of a guilty conscience. Same. I would feel so bad.
Yeah.
$100 cures that.
No, it doesn't. Not for me, man. Well, can't do
$100.
It. What are you saying, Shem?
No, I'm doing good, for sure.
Yeah. For sure. I think everyone was doing good.
Yeah, I mean, I think in the long run, I think that you would find that if you just lived your normal life, you would make $100.
For you.
All right, time for one more DM, please, Maria.
Char says, question for Roz. Yeah. What are good types of pots and pans to use that are durable, easy to clean for everyday cooking?
Oh, great question.
Like what make or what do I use?
Like, why don't you go like make
the material?
Both. Why don't you go like make like brand and then like the material that you like to use the most?
Or is the answer different for both?
It is. I don't have one set of pots and pans.
So let's say material.
Material. So I have different ones. I have you have to have a really good nonstick for only nonstick things.
Yeah.
Right? Things specifically that you need a nonstick for.
For like eggs and stuff like that?
Eggs, yes. And like a pancake kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
But you're not cooking anything else in the nonstick pan. You are not cooking a steak or a piece of chicken or anything like that in the nonstick pan. Right? So it is only for nonsticky things. So I have that, and then I have like my stainless steel pans and pots, and then I have an old set of anodized, I think they were called, whatever they were. It's like black iron, but it's not cast iron. It's like a black coating on it, and they're by a company called Calphalon, which were very expensive at the time, and I've beat the hell out of them. But it's my favorite pan ever. It's warped. The bottom of it is like warped from being on so much heat over the years.
Easy to clean?
And I rinse it with water and just give it a scrub. I don't even put soap on it.
Okay.
Right? And then it just goes back into the drawer. It's like there's seasoning. Like this is the most seasoned pan you'll ever see. I'll take a picture of it and show it to you. Yeah. You'd be like, that is disgusting.
Is that healthy?
Yeah, completely healthy. Completely healthy.
Okay.
You find it at the bottom of a volcano.
Yeah. Looks like it's at the bottom of a volcano.
Uh-huh.
And then I have that. But most of my pans that I use on a regular basis, they are so beat up.
Mm.
Like crazy, crazy beat up and dented and have been like through wars. And those are my favorite ones. If you see something that looks new, it's not because it's better. It's because I never use it.
Okay. There you go. A couple of options for you there, Char. Thank you very much for your question. Thank you to everyone who slid into the DMs this week and sent in your questions and or comments. Love talking about them. So keep them coming in.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. You wouldn't say that to your mama, so why us?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we are. DM Deep Dive time.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
Okay, Lester asked, does Maria still sleep with her mouth taped shut? I've seen ads for mouth tape, and it seems like there are benefits. I'm intrigued. And Roz and Mocha, have you tried this yet?
Explain the mouth tape thing, Maria.
Okay, so I tape my mouth shut at nighttime so that I can breathe through my nose.
Now, when you say tape it, it's special tape, right?
I use medical tape.
Medical tape. Are you going across from left to right, or is it horizontal?
So I've actually added on to my taping routine recently. Oh. So I tape my mouth and my nose.
Wait, why?
I tape both. I look like I've been taken hostage. It's really cute.
Though?
So I tape one for my mouth across.
Yeah.
And then
left to right?
Yeah, left to right, and then an X.
And then okay.
So I'm like got like strips going through ways. And then my nose, I kind of start at the center.
Uh-huh.
And then I do a U going upwards, and then I tape two across.
Oh, you tape your nose open.
I like kind of tape it up a little bit.
Yeah.
So that like the airways open.
And then you.
And then I go to bed.
And like, do you sleep through the night like that?
Yeah. Sometimes I find tape in my bed. I think I've ripped it off some evenings off my mouth with my sleep.
Does it help?
It does for me.
Really?
Like the nose one especially has really helped because I had like a deviated septum surgery a long time ago and didn't, like my septum's fixed, but I still can't breathe.
Okay.
So I have other issues clearly. But it helps.
Will you take a picture of that?
I can take a picture of it.
Yeah, I'd like to see that, I think.
All right.
With the nose all taped up like that, like upward turns, just nothing but nostril. With your mouth all taped shut.
So
like,
when you wake up in the middle of the night.
I'm so curious as to what that looks like.
Do you ever, not freak out, but like, does it ever throw you off or like, it's just normal now?
It's normal now. I wake up, you know. I've like, my sister's come into my room before when she's been home from school. And
I would start looking around the closet for the guy who's like, you know, I'd jump out the window and try and go, I'm running after somebody that doesn't exist.
The worst part is that like after I've taped my mouth shut, if like my dog Romeo is in my room doing something and I'm trying to call him, I'm like,
You can't yell at the dog.
Hand signals.
What a disaster.
TikTok. This is why they need to get rid of TikTok.
Yeah. You learned this on TikTok, right?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. But it works.
All right. Next DM, please.
Okay. Michael says, is Mocha at least taller than Kevin Hart? If not, that would make sense why he can relate to him so much as per the last video you guys posted.
Yo, why is everybody going in on me all of a sudden? Like the past couple of weeks, y'all have just been...
Hold on a second here. Wait a second. Look around the room. Okay. Look at me.
Yeah.
Look at Maury.
Yeah.
Shem.
Yeah.
Maria.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. This is just your turn in the barrel.
Well,
we've all been in the barrel.
I have done nothing wrong.
We've all been in the barrel.
I have done nothing wrong.
Now it's your turn in the barrel.
But celebrating like a champion and celebrating wins around here.
Okay. So the question was,
are you taller than Kevin Hart?
Yes.
Okay.
Is the answer.
Can we do it like a tape measure?
No, I left my tape measure at home.
I have mine.
Oh, perfect. Cool.
We got no time. Oh, look at that. We got to go move on to the next DM, please. Maria.
Julia says, I have a question for Shem.
Hey.
If he likes older ladies, does it mean when he gets older, he will like ladies of his own age or will he like even older women? What's like his cutoff age?
Dead women?
Yeah.
like when Shem's 80, is he going to be attracted to someone who's 100?
Like somebody who no longer ages?
Yo, great question.
That's a good question.
Because now, like, your wheelhouse is what? Because you talk about, like... Hannah Waddingham.
Martha Stewart.
And Martha Stewart.
Yep, Helen Mirren.
Right.
Yep, okay. Patti LaBelle.
What do you think when you get upwards in age?
I want to say that I'll probably still stick within that age range.
Uh-huh.
There's something about that age range, man.
Do you think maybe when you're older, it'll do the reverse? Yeah. Where you're like, you'll start to like younger women because you're older?
Nah.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I'm good, man. I'm good.
I don't know. There's not a lot of guys who had the older woman thing where when they sort of hit, you know, 70, where there's, I think that
attracted once, to other like well, 70 no,
because,
and 80 year olds.
Because I think what winds up happening is that I think that if you are ever going to be in a position, Shem, where when you are in your late 60s, early 70s, maybe you are the older guy that younger women find attractive.
Oh.
Yeah, but most girls have cutoff ages.
But what I'm saying is that right now, okay, Shem is the one sort of with the fascination.
Uh-huh.
You may be the object of the fascination
at
some point.
And you know what, to that point, because black don't crack, and I'm probably going to look like 40 when I turn 65.
Right.
It helps. You're right.
Yes. Oh, yes. So I'm just saying, like, right now, you have the fascination, but you may become the object of the fascination, which I think may change your taste once you realize, like, if you are that type of guy who the younger people are attracted to.
Mm. Wait, so Shem, what's your cutoff age then for women right now?
I'm currently in a relationship, ma'am. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's not cool.
I don't know what you're talking
about. That's not cool. Maury, what's your cutoff age?
I had that.
Maury, just nervously sitting there now. All right, keep those DMs coming in. We love talking about them every single day. That was wonderful. Thank you, Maria.
Anytime.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the KISS 92.5 app.